This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. It's where I take news from all across the interwebnet, put it on a piece of paper and share it with you. Because I want to know what you think. I really do. It's very important to me. It's very important. I've got some good stuff coming up today as well. This week's top story is all about the plans that have been submitted recently to create a shiny new sports centre in Smallbrook. And the key thing with this is that potentially it could mean the creation of a new ice rink, which of course we know on the island is quite a contentious issue. So we'll be talking about what this could mean for the old rink and... just asking an interesting question about where we stand, which building do we support, which one is better or worse, the pros and cons. We'll be talking about the lot. That's today's top story, and I'll be getting into that in just a second. I also have a pointless poll on the way. That's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. This week, it's all about cats and dogs, because, you know, apparently the forecast is saying it's going to be raining cats and dogs, so I thought, I know, let's make a poll about pets. I'm thinking there are two types of people in this world, cat people and dog people. I want to know which has the majority on the island. I've got a tune of the week on the way from Ash as well. But with all the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think, and you can let me know in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it is through social media. You can let me know what you're thinking on my posts on the Twitter and Facebook pages. You can just search for Vectis Radio and look for the nice green, wonderful logo, and you can leave me a comment. And if you're doing it old school today, I am taking emails. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. If you send that through to me, it'll come right through to the Nerve Centre, and it'll be a lovely experience. I'll be sharing some of my favourite responses or interesting responses at the end of the show, so I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. So, without further ado, let's jump into today's top story, all about the plans to create a wonderful new sports centre on the Isle of Wight. Welcome, one and all. This is part one of IMO this week, which of course stands for In My Opinion. So now is the bit where I like to talk about my top story. So today's top story, it's all about some plans. Ooh, I love a bit of planning. Ooh, documentation. Lovely. But these plans are rather interesting. They have been submitted, and they're hoping to create a new sports centre and ice rink on the island, which is wonderful, surely, wonderful. And the proposals are to create a big indoor sports centre next to Smallbrook Stadium, including an ice rink. And the ice rink is I think the thing that is most exciting about this project. But as well as the ice rink, it will also include tennis courts, so like multi-purpose things that you can use for, I believe you can use them for netball and, I don't know, all tennis, like badminton, like a multi-purpose kind of sports area. And they're also saying that they might have a soft play area for younger children, which is, again, great stuff going on there. And it's interesting to see the people behind this plan, the groups behind this plan. Some of the major stakeholders, I guess, is that I think that's the correct term, stakeholders. The main groups behind these plans include the Ride Arena Community Action Group, Ride School, and the Isle of Wight Council. And there are some other local sports clubs involved as well. And so that's like a wide range of people getting involved in this. And it's just great to see. It's great. It's great to see this good stuff going on, you know. It's good. I think it's real good. And so the creation of this sports centre and rink could potentially create a quicker solution. This is the interesting thing about this. it could potentially create a quicker solution to the lack of ice rink on the island for ice skaters who've had to travel to the mainland ever since it shut in 2016 to practice. And of course, the this side of the story has been documented incredibly well over the past 2 years, and some amazing work has gone into campaigning to try and reopen that rink, but sadly it hasn't happened yet. And the group, the collection of groups behind these new plans for the new sports centre rink and soft play area at Smallbrook next to the Speedway Stadium, Chip was saying earlier, they're saying that they're currently in the process of applying for grants from various bodies like Sport England. But at the moment, they've said that they're hoping that it would be open within 12 months, which is a solid date. I guess that's the main thing about this. It's a solid date. Whereas with the other building, it's got an amazing location, but we don't know what's happening really, I guess, because there were some legal proceedings that were beginning. I think the council announced that they were going to do something. I'm not going to comment on that, but there was a lot of stuff going on, but there wasn't like an end in sight. Whereas with this, there's like 12 months. It could be open and it could be out there for people to use. But that's kind of the background of the context of this, these new plans. But the question I want to ask is, which would you rather have? Would you rather have a new rink built in Smallbrook with like a like 12 months or so? It will be there. It will be open, and like have that solution, but at a location which is a bit further out from the town centre, or is it better to keep fighting for the old rink to be reopened because of its really, really, really central location on the seafront? It's really easy to get to. It's right by the bus station, the hovercraft, the train. It's by pretty much every single kind of transportation link. It's very, very well positioned. So would we compromise that to have something open sooner? Or should we continue fighting on to try and reopen the old rink, Ride Arena, on the seafront? That's what I want to know. I want to know whether we should down tools and focus on building this new rink or continue fighting. You can let me know what your thoughts are on social media, as usual. That's the primary way to let me know what you're thinking. You can leave a comment on my post on the Facebook page, which is going to be pinned to the top of the page. There you go, just done it now. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page. Leave me a comment. I'll be looking at them throughout the rest of the show, and I'll be sharing interesting responses at the end of the show. I'm also going to tweet about it. If you want to reply on Twitter, you can do that. And I'm also taking emails today, and the address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm, and then it comes through to the Nerve Centre. I'll be looking forward to hearing what you're all thinking on this one. It's quite a contentious issue on the island, and it's food for thought. I don't know where I stand. I like the central location, but then again, I don't. I'm split, but I want to know what you think. So I think after all that information soup, let's have a bit of time to think about what we think about this. And let's listen to a bit of Craig David. This is When You Know What Love Is. I'll be doing my tune of the week in a second, so don't go anywhere.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back. This is IMO, which of course stands for In My Opinion. And it's the bit of the show where I like to do a pointless poll. It is pointless poll o'clock. Yes, I am very excited. Yeah. So this is the part of the show that where we do the pointless poll. It's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic, as if that wasn't obvious enough. But let's announce the result of last week's poll before we get into this week's question all about cats and dogs. So if we look to Facebook, we can see the results of last week's poll. Last week, I was keeping it simple, as I am this week, actually. And I was asking whether you are a morning person or a night owl. Because I had just finished my exams, and I am certainly enjoying the lions. I have been getting up too late to do things, which means I'm having to set alarms, but I'm on holiday, and it feels wrong. It feels wrong. But on Facebook, there is just a small majority for morning people. So we got morning people on Facebook mainly, with 53% of the vote, 47% going to night owl. So let's see if it's any different on Twitter. Ooh, yes. So that's very different on Twitter. Massive majority. With three quarters of the vote-ish going to night owl and only about a quarter going to morning person. So that's very different. On Facebook, we seem to have morning people, whereas on Twitter, we seem to be a bunch of night owls. I think I relate more to the Twitter gang because I like a good lie-in and I also like to not go to sleep when I really ought to. So that's the results of last week's poll. It's a split over Twitter and Facebook, but we've got majorities on both either way. So, hey, there's no majority this time. Let's see if we can get one this time on this week's pointless poll. So, this week's pointless poll is all about cats and dogs. You know, those two pets things, the two main pet things that people have, you know. As you can tell, I'm not a pet owner. But I saw an article recently that was rather interesting. It said that dogs have actually evolved to pull faces that humans find cute. And that's just amazing, isn't it? Because, you know, we all talk about the puppy dog eyes. That face that everyone pulls when they really want something. Like, I want an ice cream, please. You know, it's actually a thing. Like over time, evolution has led to dogs being able to look even more cuter than they were before. And that's amazing to me. But it made me think there are two types of people usually in this world. There are dog people and there are cat people. I'm a bit of a weird one. I don't really have a preference. I'm not a huge animal lover myself. I guess if I had to choose, maybe I'd choose dogs. But I want to know, are you a cat person or a dog person? The poll will be going up on Twitter and Facebook, and it will be staying there for the entire week. I say the entire week. And I will be announcing the results in next week's show. Very interesting one this week. Another contentious topic. I'm talking about all the hot topics this week. First it was ice rinks. Now it's cat people versus dog people, pitting people against each other. Maybe I'm just trying to stir the pot, who knows? It's pointless. It's pointless. There's no reason to it. There's no rhyme or reason. But yes, results will be announced in next week's show. Very interesting one. Cat people or dog people. Represent your pet of choice.
This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome back to part two of IMO. Now, it's 7 minutes to 7, and I haven't got too much time. But I think I'll try and squeeze a bonus story in for you today. So, over the past year, this one's all about unworn Nike trainers and other shoes just washing up on beaches. Bit of a weird one today. But over the past year, on all sides of the Atlantic Ocean, unworn Nike trainers and other shoes and flip-flops and the like have been washing up on beaches from America, Bermuda, Orkney, Ireland, everywhere. They've just been rocking up for no reason. And the thing is that most likely these shoes, people have tracked them down. They seem to have been... they all seem to have been unused, all the people that have found these, and experts have kind of tracked them down and kind of pinpointed where they probably came from. And they're probably from a number of containers that fell off a ship in America, on the other side of the Atlantic, that fell off a ship when there was a storm. And I mean, if you consider that one container holds up to 10,000 trainers, who knows how long we'll be finding these on the shores? And it does kind of point to a bigger issue, actually, with all of these trainers that keep rocking up on beaches. Because the World Shipping Council, that sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings, but it is a thing. The World Shipping Council, they estimate that 1,000 containers fall overboard every year, which is quite a few, considering one container has about 10,000 trainers in, if they all have trainers in, which, of course, isn't always the case. But other campaign groups have suggested that the number of containers that fall overboard is much larger. And these accidental dumps are going to have to be having some kind of effect on the environment, and I don't think it's a very positive one. I doubt it would be if we just dump, if stuff is just kind of falling in the sea and we're just leaving it there. Because, like, all these things are going to be washing around the sea, and it will take an incredibly long time for the sea to deposit all of it on land. So that's today's bonus story. I just kind of felt like it was worth including, as it's almost like a mini rant about containers that fall off, and you gotta clean up after yourself. You're always told as a kid, you gotta keep clean up after yourself, but we aren't doing it. I don't know whether we're not really doing it very well, like on a big scale. We're pretty good at putting plastic straws in the bin and using paper ones instead, but when it comes to like big scale stuff, I feel like we aren't doing enough. I don't know. But the silly question I wanted to ask about this kind of linking to this whole story of finding stuff on beaches that you wouldn't expect to. What's the weirdest thing you've stumbled across on a beach? You can let me know. Twitter and Facebook, just leave a comment on one of the IMO-related posts. You can also send an email. The address is studio@pictusradio.fm. And maybe I'll see them. Maybe I will. But apart from that, that is all I have this week on the IMO show, unfortunately. It's all I've got. But I will be back next week with other installments of this nonsense. I'm afraid, yes, I will be back next week with more of this. And a new thing, I will also be here on Vectis Radio on Thursday afternoons. I'm taking the Thursday afternoon show through the summer. Sam's taking a bit of a break. So I've been kindly given the opportunity to take you all through those 3 hours on a Thursday afternoon. And another thing again, I think there's going to be an outside broadcast on Saturday, I believe, at the Royal County Show and Revamp Festival. I'll be out and about at Revamp Festival in Ryde. So if you want to say hi, come and say hi. Look for the Vectis Radio gazebos, and we'll be running about doing all sorts of stuff. It'll be a great time, and hope to see you there. So to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock. How about a bit of Mika? This is Ice Cream, former tune of the week as well on the IMO show. Anyway, see you next week. Bye. Like what you heard? Want to get more? Tune in to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. See you there.